The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone. Hello from Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, and it feels kind of homey to be here, sitting here. So, meditation. There's a lot of different languages and metaphors or ideas that support people in meditation. It's nice to have a range of different options because at different times in a person's life, different ways of practicing are relevant. There's a strong tendency here in the West for many meditation teachers to use language that has to do with being receptive, receptivity to experience. And that's maybe because being assertive or being actively going out to have an experience, to look at an experience, to address something, what's happening, sometimes can feel like too much strain and too much work and too much expectations and agendas involved. And the idea of being receptive is to drop agendas and not to kind of assert the self, but allow just things to unfold and arise. And we can kind of settle back in meditation, just let things come and approach us. And then there's another approach that's neither kind of going towards or addressing or focusing on something versus stepping back and letting something come to us. And that is the notion of being open. And open is neither assertive nor receptive, neither going out to address, to focus on an experience, but it also it's not receiving it. To be open is like being an open door where people and beings and can just freely walk back and forth and the door is untroubled by what happens. Or like a house with all the windows open and the neighborhood kid who's throwing baseball somehow or other is able to throw a ball right through the house from one open window, in one open window and out the other, the back open window. And nothing gets hit. Nothing gets struck. And so there's neither a stance of receptivity nor a stance of going out to address something. It's just allowing things to be, but being fully open so that whatever happens doesn't strike anything, doesn't hit a window, doesn't is not picked up, is not, is just allowed to be without any reference to me, myself, and mine, without any reference to stories and what it means and what it means for me and what I have to do and this shouldn't be there or this should be there. And there's all these layers and layers of ideas and thoughts and notions of what's right and wrong that the experience can meet as it appears, and that's like the window that's closed and the ball hits it. But to just be open, and open is like an open window, and whatever arises in a sense just passes right through us. It doesn't remain, it doesn't stay. It's not, so we don't have to go out to address anything, and we don't have to be settled back to receive it, to let it come here. We just kind of are upright, we are present, we're rooted here. There's a kind of a, maybe even a dignity, and just here, present, unapologetic, in a certain kind of way, undefended for this moments of meditation, because of the openness that's so wide that things just pass right through, or things don't, nothing sticks, nothing gets shattered because of that openness. So to assume a meditation posture, and a posture that expresses some modicum of dignity, uprightness, an honorable posture for meditation, an alert posture within which we can relax without losing that uprightness, and gently closing the eyes, and taking a few moments to appreciate sitting here on this spot, this place, at this time. A kind of definitive acknowledgement. Yes, this is the place where I'm meditating. Feeling the weight of the body against your chair or your cushion or wherever the weight is resting. And then with a kind of definitive acknowledgement, here you are, here I am, in this body, at this time, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Feeling the chest expand, the rib cages move, stretch. As you inhale, the rib cage collapse, return as you exhale. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, to relax the muscles of your face. Softening around the eyes. There's nothing you have to use your eyes for when you're meditating. The eyes can be take a vacation. The eyes resting in the eyeballs. Some people find it helpful for a few moments to imagine the eyes are looking backwards and down as a way of helping the eyes relax. And the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Both feeling the softening of the shoulders and or the gentle weight of the shoulders. A weight that supports this definitive experience of being here and now. And as you exhale, to soften the belly. And then centering yourself on the experience of breathing. Being open, available to breathing, coming and going. Breathing in and breathing out. Like there's a window open, and the inhales and exhales flow in and out through that open window. Feeling the weight of the torso, the solidity of the torso that's there together with the movements of breathing in your body. You might, as you exhale, relax the tension in the thinking mind, the agitation or the energy in thinking. Soften the thinking mind. Letting thoughts drift by through an open window of awareness without being picked up or without them running into anything. No judgments, no for or against, no concerns about what you're thinking. Allowing the thoughts just drift by. Maybe like you're sitting on the edge of a river and you see how the river flows by. Whatever floats in the river is floating by. No resistance. In a sense, the river is open to let things pass through. Allow yourself to let be open for breathing, sounds, thoughts, to let them flow by. Unconcerned with what appears in awareness, as if it just is passing by. opening the doors of perception, opening the mind, the heart, no resistance to anything, not picking anything up, without being for or against. Whatever appears, allowed to flow, be the river. Be the wind that blows through an open window. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to imagine yourself as wide, wide open, available to experience the whole world, a wide, wide, doorless door, just a door, All things occur. Nothing is met with resistance or with picking it up, needing to do anything, be anyone. Each experience allowed to be itself. And so, considering the people in your lives and how letting them be who they are is a form of respect, maybe even a form of love, and your ability to be open to them can be an ability to allow them to be as they are, not needing to fix anyone, not needing to get anything from anyone, even if it's just for a few moments, few minutes. Of allowing each person to be themselves, because we're simply open, not receptive, not addressing the other, just allowing all things to be, including yourself. And may it be that such openness can equally be, as much as it's open to let things appear, it's also an openness to allow the warmth, the kindness, the friendliness, the love in you to flow outward into the world. If we are an open door, things flow in both directions. May the best that we have available inside of us be what we offer to the world. May we contribute to the happiness and welfare of the whole world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you.